if you close the door. The night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the wine glass out and drink a toast to never. Oh, someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say hello. You're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. Dog potty bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and the people on subways and trains looking grey in the rain as they stand disarrayed. Oh, but people look well in the dark. And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. 'Cause if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. I'd never have to see the day again. Once more, I'd never have to see the day again.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Noah, and you're listening to 9.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We just listened to After Hours by none other than the Velvet Underground. Oh, by the way, this show is Foxtrot, every Wednesday, 2 p.m. On Foxtrot just now, we listened to After Hours by the Velvet Underground. I think it's a pretty classic Velvet Underground song. I'm not actually like this huge Velvet Underground aficionado, but I do know that one, and it's just very quaint, you know? Not many songs, I feel like, embody the word quaint, I think, the way that that one does, as well as the word twee. No one actually knows what the word twee means, but I feel like if you just, like, refer them to that song, it's like, oh, well, I don't know what twee means, but I guess that makes sense, and everyone just kind of agrees. Not much else to say about that. We got some fun music planned. I'm excited. I know you're excited. So I'm going to end the suspense and just start playing music. So, yeah. Get hype. And here it goes.
waxing on a new bed. I had to do it, she said. If you let a child be a child, you ain't doing her no favors in the end. Which brings us to a portrait, the photograph of the orphan they ripped.
It'll get there. It's just slow. It'll express itself sooner.
Okay. Excuse me. We just listened to... excuse me. Hello. We just listened to... I hope you can hear me. We just listened to Are You Okay? By Wazoo Romano. I think that's how you say it. Just before that was Diamond Mine by Hopalong. And right before that was Humbug Mountain Song by Fruit Bats. Humbug Mountain Song by Fruit Bats. Fun fact, I heard that song for the first time through this app called Discs with a Z at the end, so you know it's cool. That was like... it's like Music Tinder, where it shows you different songs, and you swipe right or left. And I swiped right on that one. And that was like a few years ago, and I was like going through my Spotify library the other day. I was like, oh, this song exists, and it's pretty fun. Fun fact, I added it to my band playlist, because my band should play it. Only because there's a fun little banjo part, and my friend Sarah, who is in the titular band, can play a mean banjo. So, yeah. I don't know why I'm just spilling that to you guys, but it just felt right in the moment, so I really hope you're appreciating it. Yeah, fun little... Is that Stomp and Holler? I don't know. It's kind of Stomp and Holler-esque. It's folk pop, you know. It's pretty digestible, but it's good. It's a fun little song. I've been listening to it on repeat while I work on my 10,000 essays that I have due this week. So it's been a nice little motivation, background noise, scenario, situation going on. Diamond Mine by Hopalong. Hopalong... I should get into them more, because this song is really good. It feels like three songs in one, kind of. And there's some really good yelling in this song. And one thing about me is that when people yell in a song, I'm all in. And the lead singer of Hopalong, it's Francis something? Francis Q? Something? I forget her last name. But she's, I think, pretty unique vocally with a lot of the other rock bands that are out there and... The current environment, and so I really enjoy a lot of stuff that Hopalong makes, especially this song. I was looking at the lyrics, I was listening to it, there's some killer lines in there. I don't want to mess up my flow right now on my computer, but I check out those lyrics. Diamond Mine by Hopalong, great song. Sad, but a good song. Finally, Are You Okay by Wazoo Romano. I know absolutely nothing about this band, I know nothing about this song. It popped up one time, and I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. It's kind of a jive. Like, you hear this, and you're like, I'm dancing now. You can't stop me. And that was the vibe I got while listening to it, and that was the vibe I hope you got listening to it. Okay, definitely kind of in a rambling mood right now, and I hope you're enjoying the vibe that's going on, because I am. But the rambling's going to come to an end as of now, because, and this is true, I have more tunes to play. So we're gonna hop right back on that music train. Choo choo, all aboard, and here's some Father John Misty, and enjoy. No, not Father John Misty. Here's some Angel Olsen. Excuse me. Enjoy.
On the way to California, and I don't mean California literally. I was thinking, it's so comforting quiet. You read so softly over my head. It's late, but I am maintaining interest in the things that you say. I could listen to you speak all day. In the silence, dripping wet with kisses running down my lips, could be just a good friend, who knows at this point anyway. There's just something about the way you surrender your eyes without this barrier of bodies. We'd already be inside. Children at first glance, we're building castles in the sand. It is so delicately dreamt of, this immediate intimacy. On the way to California, and I don't mean California literally. feeling buried deep down inside of me. I've got a feeling buried deep down, and who knows what it means to have a feeling buried so deep down. But I've never felt quite so open for love. I've never felt quite so open before, and maybe my imagination runs away with me. You know I don't mind, you know I don't mind, you know I don't mind at all, oh no, at all. And if you should take me, I'd let you break my heart, oh no. And if you should take me, I'd let you break my heart, oh, my heart, oh, my
speak, sweetie. some company. I need some swim. Just want more than love.
Hello again. We just listened to The Metronome by Pine Grove. Just before that was God's Favorite Customer by Farla John Misty. And right before that was California by Angel Olsen. That Angel Olsen song rocks. I don't know if you guys, long-time Foxtrot listeners of the past 3 weeks, have known that I have recently been on an Angel Olsen kick. And that kick is painful. Well, that's not the right word. It's still going. The kick is still extending. She is so good. This song particularly is great. It comes from like her B-sides album. But it's just great Angel Olsen. I love her voice. For some reason, I love the line, I'm going to California, but not literally California. I think that's the line, something like that. I don't know why. It's so funny to me. I'm drawing a blank right now, but shout out to Angel Olsen. I'm a big fan of the quasi yodeling going on in the song, because again, as Foxtrot listeners of the past 3 weeks know, I think Angel Olsen should bring back the yodel, and because it sounds good and passionate and excellent and terrific and every single positive adjective you can find under the sun. Okay, that's my thought on Angel Olsen, but don't take it from me, I'm just some guy. Next up, God's Favorite Customer, My Father John Misty. This song has a Wise Blood feature. I mean, that's the female voice that comes in later in the song, and it's just not advertised in, like, it's not like a Father John Misty Wise Blood collab. You just have to, like, listen and look it up. You're like, oh, that's Wise Blood, which is crazy, because I think if I saw, like, just a Father John Misty Wise Blood collab, even if she's not even in the song that much, I'd be like, I have to listen to this, because, again, long-time Foxtrot listeners know Wise Blood is one of my favorite female vocalists, and Father John Misty is probably my favorite male vocalist. And so the collab would just go hard, and this song is an example of that. If anything, they should make more music together. Just a beautiful song. Very typical Father John Misty, and just kind of the rich instrumentals, the rich voices, rich harmonies. It's great. The end, I'm like singing along, lip syncing, of course. I don't know why, of course. It's just a thing I do. And, shout out to Wise Blood. Shout out to Father John Misty. Great song. Finally, The Metronome by Pine Grove. Want to give a shout out to my buddy Ashton for recommending me to the song when I asked for more Pine Grove. Shout out, Ashton. But this song is fun. I feel like every Pine Grove song I hear, I can't help but notice how much the lead singer has such a boyish voice. I say that with so much love, but like you hear his voice, you're like, there is some boyish charm going on here that I can't really understand. And I respect it. As somebody who I think has a fair amount of boyish charm, game respects game is what I'll say to that. But besides the voice, which again, I want to emphasize, I do actually enjoy. It's just a very good song. Kind of the speed up at the end. Oh my god, it just... You're rocking out, you know? You're rocking and rolling when you're listening to the song, and it is great. I'm a big fan. Shout out to Pine Grove. I need to listen to them more. That is not a sense that I enjoyed saying. But it's true. I need to listen to Pine Grove more. Wait a minute. Do you guys see that in the sky? What is that? It's a sign saying PSA time. Well, don't mind if I do. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What is your child like about riding in the car? Singing along to the radio music, counting trucks, or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car, and it becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. That's right, engage with your kids in the car. Engage with your kids everywhere, because kids like being engaged with, and it will pay off in the end. That wasn't part of the PSA. That was part of an ad-lib. Also, I apologize for the music cutting out halfway through the past, like, 20 minutes. I don't know what that was. I somehow fixed it. I apologize. Hopefully it won't happen again. And I think it won't. I think I kind of figured it out. But, yeah. My bad, everyone. Okay. We got some more music to listen to. I know you're on the edge of your seats. I am, too. Okay. Without further ado, here is that proverbial music. I'm feeling
him talking. He isn't funny.
Everything below your score, or in vain.
Okay, gonna go fast to make sure we get to everything. We just listened to Been Thinking by Hikes. Before that was Talking Backwards by Real Estate. And just before that was Afterglow by The Lonely Biscuits. I might sneeze soon. Apologies in advance. All those songs have really fun guitar parts. That's why I grouped them together. DJ Mastermind over here. Afterglow by The Lonely Biscuits just kind of sounds like your basic indie garage rock, but it's fun. It's like a good listen. You cannot tell me it's not a good listen. Talking Backwards by Real Estate. I was a big Real Estate guy in high school. This is one of their better known songs. Another great guitar part from their album Atlas, which I actually don't love as much as most people, but a standout track from Atlas. Shout out to the people at Real Estate. And Been Thinking by Hikes. That guitar riff is crazy. It's insane. You cannot help but be like, whoa, while you listen to it. And that's what I went. I was like, whoa, because of the guitar riff, that is. Okay, more music to listen to. And I hope you're excited. I'm really hoping you guys are excited this episode. I don't know if you guys have been able to tell. All right, okay, more music. Goodbye.
my window. Go at your own chosen speed. I'm not the one you want, babe. I'm not the one you need. You say you're looking for someone never weak but always strong, to protect you and defend you, whether you are right or wrong. Someone to open each and every door, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go lightly from the ledge, babe. Go lightly on the ground. I'm not the one you want, babe. I will only let you down. You say you're looking for someone who will promise never to part. Someone who'll close his eyes for you. Someone who'll close his heart. Someone who'll die for you and more. But it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe. Go melt back into the night, babe. Everything inside me is stone. There's nothing in here moving, and anyway I'm not alone. You say you're looking for someone to pick you up each time you fall, to gather flowers constantly, and to come each time you call. A lover for your life and nothing more, but it ain't me, babe. No, 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 it ain't me, babe. It ain't me you're looking for, babe.
Okay, gonna be quick again. We just listened to It Ain't Me, Babe by Joan Baez, and just before that was Deaf by Just Mustard. Just Mustard, first of all, that's a good band name. Second of all, as I said earlier in the show, I love songs that scream, and that song has some good screaming in it, so shout out to Deaf by Just Mustard. After that, It Ain't Me, Babe by Joan Baez, cover of a Bob Dylan song. She does a great job. I don't really know any other Joan Baez songs, but I enjoy this cover, so gonna give a warm shout out to Joan Baez, and I should listen to her more. I will make that commitment. You can quote me on that. Okay, that's about it for Foxtrot today. If you enjoy what you heard, you want to hear me talk or hear my tunes that I play, not that I wrote, not that I write music, check out my show, this show, Foxtrot, every Wednesday, 2 p.m. It's a blast. We laugh, we cry. It's great. Check it out. This is Noah, and you're listening to 9.5 FM WMFM Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I believe there's a show after me. We shall see. And I'm gonna fade us out with some Alex G. Enjoy the rest of your week, and I will see you all next week. All right, goodbye.
State one. ask me why.